Joyful, joyful, we adore thee.
Need sound. Thank you, sir. I can tell on this Mother's Day that it is kind of like a family reunion. We'll allow a little time at the end to continue reuniting and celebrating a very, very special day on the calendar. So we welcome each of you this morning, and I would ask that you please stand as we are called to worship. And there is a precedent for a call to worship in the Old Testament. Quite often assemblies were called with the blowing of the shofar, because I suppose that in all generations and all times and all cultures, our minds are 100 places. We're thankful for a beautiful, beautiful day today. We're thinking about what's going to happen later, Mother's Day and all that goes with that celebration. Maybe thinking about breaking our necks at the last minute, getting ready, or whatever, 100 things and more can cross our mind even when we gather to worship. And so the call to worship is a call to put behind us the distractions, call our hearts and minds to focus on why we are gathered and the one who is worthy of our worship, who says, come into my presence with singing, enter into his courts with joy and with thanksgiving. And so, Father, we come before you this morning asking that you rid our hearts and minds of distractions, that you take away feelings of frustration and ingratitude, and allow us to seek that attitude which focuses on how blessed we really are and how great your love is for us. And so we come together to lift up our voices in songs of praise, to adore and to magnify your name. And we can do all of this because of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark cloud away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with lifts us sunward in the triumph song of life. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. I stumble His face. I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. My anchor holds within the veil. Christ shall come with trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne.
Christ alone. Oh,
Mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands. I will always see when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love. Mountains and the sea, the river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands. I will always sing when your love came down. I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love. Sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love forever. Oh, I feel like dancing. It's foolishness, I know. When the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now. I can sing of your together. We will sing of your love forever. We will sing of your love together. Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands. I will always sing of when your love came down.
I was thinking about that song this morning with the graphics, and I was thinking about putting the manger scene there for I Always Sing of When Your Love Came Down, but we sing about that once a year. We sing about when His love came down into our hearts. That's our life song and our life's cry, when He made us new, when we were born again. Praise God. You may be seated.
I have a really full slate of things that I need to pass on to you this morning by way of announcement and upcoming events, and we're right there at that time of year. So if I can get kind of everybody focused in on what's coming up and some information that you can follow up with. The first thing that I kind of need to plug a little bit is the Wednesday night adult Bible study, supper at 6 p.m., and then the video series. But the reason I'm plugging it a little bit extra today is we need some idea of how many folks in that group are coming for supper. And the reason we need to know how many folks are coming for supper is that David Settle went fishing and was extremely successful. And he's going to fry all those fish for all the folks that come Wednesday night. So give us some idea, either with a phone call or telling David, hey, David, I plan to be there Wednesday night. So he can have an idea of how many fish to fry. So please, please, I want to give that a little extra emphasis. Next Sunday will be our first worship service at the Willows, which we have agreed to start doing that monthly. And Robbie and I have met with the activities director out there, and it's just real excited to get this started. So next Sunday is our first Sunday. Several have already volunteered. Robbie's put together an order of worship and activities for next Sunday. It will begin at 3:30. And if you would see Robbie about volunteering, if you would like to be a part, just to be there to encourage some of those folks, to visit with them, to share something, please coordinate that through Robbie before next Sunday. Because today is Mother's Day, we're postponing or rescheduling our elders and deacons meeting until next Sunday at 6 p.m. And then this is something brand new that I had to work out kind of on the last minute. Been a lot of talk about doing a church safety assessment. Well, if you'll notice, May 21st, a week from this coming Monday, here in the auditorium at 10 a.m., Sheriff Ernie Kelty will meet with us and go over a lot of things that the Sheriff's Department recommends for church safety. Will be available to answer your questions. And so please put that on your calendar. The reason it's not already on the May calendar was had a little difficulty kind of coordinating schedules in a time that would work for Ernie and his department. May 27th, 2 weeks from today, we'll be honoring our college and high school graduates. And then June the 4th through the 8th, which really is just around the corner, our vacation Bible school each evening with Pioneer Baptist Church. So please, please give attention to those announcements. Matthew has a summer camp, and I may try to handle this as accurately as I can. I have two brochures here, both of which talk about this camp beginning May 29th. One camp will run all summer long, I believe, and these brochures will give you full information if you have some children that you would like to have in a good, active daycare program, summer camp. One's for ages 6 and above, and the other one, well, Vance, why don't you amplify this just a little bit? He kind of gave me all this material, and I should have said.
That's okay. There's brochures in the back.
Okay.
Okay, and basically one's a preschool. So it's up to 6 years old, and the other one's 6 to about 12. So it's going to be all summer long in between the regular school. It starts the week after school ends and goes to the week before school starts. So it gives it's an educational program as well. It's not a daycare. Okay. It's an educational program, and they're going to have field trips going to several places, fairly local, and they'll arrange for transportation. So it's going to be a good program.
Yes, I see that there's a lot of things here. Swimming is involved, some movie trips, a lot of different educational activities and recreational activities. Have this poster and brochures for those who have children who would be interested and would benefit from that. The other thing, and this is another one of those busy, busy times for the House of Grace, Hope, and Mercy, this coming Saturday, at Salvisa Baptist Church, they're doing a thing called Think Inside the Box. It is an evening where participants will construct their own dwelling out of a cardboard box for the night once they arrive. They'll be given a sandwich and a bottle of water. Sleeping bag and blankets will be permitted, but you can't bring a pillow or a cell phone except for emergency. Be several chaperones on site. And so what the purpose of this is to give all those who, from young folks to anybody else who's hardy enough to try it, a firsthand experience for about 12 hours of what it's like to be homeless, to sleep in a cardboard box. actually probably having a blanket and a sleeping bag may be better than some folks have that. So we're making this available. There's information here where you can contact folks at the Salvisa Baptist Church. There are two phone numbers. If any of our hearty young folks would like to try that, if any of our heartier, slightly older folks would like to participate, and you would get a sponsor, and that sponsor would sponsor you for a certain amount of money for your willingness to take part in this. And of course, all the money that's raised will go to help the House of Grace, Hope, and Mercy. So these are things, like I said, I don't know how you can remember all these things, but they're very important. There will be information back there, and we encourage you to please prayerfully consider participating in some of the things that are so helpful to our community and ministry to it. That's everything that I believe I was supposed to cover this morning before we say a few words about Mother's Day. Have I forgotten an announcement? Vacation Bible School, I know, needs a little plug.
Need prayer. It starts June 4th through the 8th. Registration on the 4th will be at 5:30, and we start at 6, so we'll be starting at 6 every day. But we'll need those that are participating in it as leaders to be there at 5:30. And we always have a great time. And it's a wonderful outreach. I don't know where all these kids come from. Yeah. But it's a good thing, and I asked you to pray about it, and thank you.
Our ages, once again, for that are three-year-old through sixth grade. Is that correct? Three-year-olds through sixth grade. Please help us round up these kids. It is a wonderful, wonderful experience to participate in. And as Ruth said, we need some volunteers. There are folks of you who volunteered in the past. We could sure use you again this year as we work together with Pioneer. Birthdays and anniversaries. Happy birthday to Ruth coming up this Wednesday the 16th. Thursday the 17th to Micah Harley. Friday the 18th to Denise Newton. Happy birthday. And one anniversary, Tuesday the 15th, Robbie and Brittany Corley. Happy, happy anniversary to you, and happy birthday to all of you other folks. Let's put the Mother's Day picture back on the screen. We do wish all of you a very happy Mother's Day. I thought about that through the years as we've honored mothers recognized this Sunday. And I thought, for my benefit and maybe for some other folks, just a little history about the true origin and meaning of Mother's Day, and it will be brief. I didn't realize, you know, I knew a few things, but you can plug into this and say, oh, we already knew that, Terry. But how many of you know Anna Jarvis? Well, one or two. I know Colleen does, and I saw Ruth's hand. Anna Jarvis had a memorial service for her mother in 1908 at the St. Andrew's Methodist Church in Grafton, West Virginia, Michael, over in your territory. And that little Methodist, well, I say little, that Methodist Church in Grafton, West Virginia, now holds the International Mother's Day Shrine. Now, Anna Jarvis' mother was Ann Reeves Jarvis. And Ann Reeves Jarvis had cared for wounded soldiers on both sides, blue and gray, during the Civil War. And so Anna wanted to honor her mother and all mothers, because she said of mothers, that is the person who has done more for you than anyone in the world. That was her belief. She is the person who has done more for you than anyone else in the world. Now, Mother's Day has been celebrated in one form or another all over the world for a long, long time before this event. But in our country, in 1908, as Anna Jarvis was trying to make this a holiday, Congress rejected the proposal, joking, "We'll also have to have a Mother-in-Law Day if we have a Mother's Day." So they rejected that. I can just imagine some of those congressmen's idea of why they didn't want a Mother-in-Law Day. Anyway, in 1914, Woodrow Wilson made the second Sunday in May a holiday to recognize mothers, and it has been such ever since. But here was the thing that caught my eye. The lady who originated and pleaded for Mother's Day, by as early as the 1920s, began to regret that she had ever done it. Why? Because as early as the 1920s, Hallmark had already commercialized Mother's Day to the point she said, "It has lost what I intended for it to be." Can you imagine 100 years later, 98 years later, in fact, how commercialized Mother's Day has become? There's another interesting fact that I learned about Mother's Day in Hallmark. 15 years ago or so, we were doing prison ministry, and about that time, Hallmark decided that it would be a great thing if they provided Mother's Day cards to all the inmates. And it was a smashing success. It was such an success that they decided they would do it with Father's Day. Much to their dismay, there weren't many demands in the prison for cards for Father's Day, so they abandoned that. Maybe Anna Jarvis was right when she said, "A mother is the most important person who has done more for you than any other person in the world." But why would the church adopt and honor this day? Because we have a biblical injunction for that. Clearly, from the very beginning of God's dealing with His people, one of the Ten Commandments was to honor your father and your mother, that it may go well with you, and that your days on earth would be long and blessed. Also, from a Christian perspective in the Gospels, Jesus is the one who gave rise to the dignity of women in general, in an era where women's main value was their ability to produce sons for their husband. 1983, I was in Israel at one of the Bedouin gatherings, and in even to that day, as they maintained the tradition, the Bedouin greeting was, "How are your goats? How goes it with your camels?" And then, "How are your sons? How," at the very end, "is the mother of your sons?" The very last and least person was the woman, the mother. Jesus gave great rise to dignity, and He honored His mother. And we remember that at the cross, when He was breathing His last, He looked down at the beloved disciple John and said, "Behold your mother," and to Mary He said, "Behold your son," honoring and entrusting His mother to one who would care for her for the rest of her days after His resurrection and ascension. And so we have that biblical injunction. And so, I hope you mothers get flowers. I hope you don't have to cook dinner for your children. I hope you have a blessed day. But please, please, please remember, it is more about what Anna Jarvis had in mind in the first place, and much less about the commercialization, which it has become increasingly so over the years. Happy Mother's Day to each of you. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. And as we bow together, if you would lift up your prayers if you want to just call out someone's name to be prayed for, please use this time where we together can take our thanks and our concerns before the Lord in prayer. Father, our hearts are touched by those whose lives are affected by death and who are grieving. We know that there are those in our assembly this morning whose hearts are heavy because of someone they love, a friend, a relative who has passed away, and we ask you to bless them and comfort their hearts. There are many here this morning, Father, who have family and loved ones who are recuperating from illnesses and surgery, who need continued healing and strength, and we lift them up before you also, Father. For those who are absent from us today because of illness and sickness, we ask that you be with them and give them healing. Father, for those who maybe even have a heavy heart on this holiday because of the loss of a mother or someone very, very close to them, Father, we ask that you replace that heaviness with a sense of appreciation for the gift of life that was theirs for however many years they had that. All of these things, Father, remind us that we are fragile people and we need you, your strength, your love, your grace, your understanding, your mercy, your direction. These are the things, Father, that you are more than able to supply if we will but humble ourselves and draw from you those gifts. We thank you for your gracious, gracious love, and we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. I do want to say a word of thanks to Mike Piazza for as a part of the worship team at the Transformation Gathering yesterday. It was a very wonderful service, not a large crowd, but our worship team was made up of Mike from the community church, a musician from St. Andrew's Catholic, another musician from St. Barnabas Episcopal, and some musicians from Lighthouse Assembly of God. The diversity of that worship team was just a picture of the diversity and unity that we're seeking here in our community. And for those of you who were there, the worship was absolutely wonderful. The music was wonderful. And so, Mike, thank you for being a part of that and helping to make that day a success. At this time, we'll dismiss our children to Children's Church. And again, we're glad you're here and thank you for your attendance. Thank you.
Stand with me as we sing.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. The suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last are laid out. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross so despised by the world as a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above. My trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Yes. Your name. Thank you. sorry.
As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that rise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, as nothing has the power to save but your name.
Ladies,
Jesus, in your name we pray, come and fill our hearts today. Give us strength to live for you and glorify your name.
Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your name.
Hallelujah.
Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your name. Is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your name. Is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your name.
Strong tower, the righteous run into it and they are saved.
Yes.
Thank you for your name, Lord.
Final breath he gave as heaven looked away. The Son of God was laid in darkness. A battle in the grave, the war on death was waged, the power of hell forever broken.
The ground began to shake, stone was rolled away, his perfect love could not be overcome. Now death, where is your sting? Our resurrected King has rendered you defeated. Forever he is glorified, forever he is lifted high, forever he is risen, he is alive, he is alive.
The ground began to shake, the stone was rolled away, his perfect love could not be overcome. Now death, where is your sting? Our resurrected King has rendered you defeated. Forever he is glorified, forever he is lifted high, forever he is risen, he is alive, he is alive.
Hallelujah. We sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, Lamb has overcome. We sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, the Lamb has overcome.
We sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, the Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, the Lamb is overcome. Forever he is glorified, forever he is lifted high, forever he is risen, he is alive, he is alive.
Hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, the Lamb is overcome.